Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Season of great help. Yeah. Hallelujah. Do you believe God is coming through for you? Yeah. Hallelujah. God doesn't check with anybody before he decides what he wants to do. He say, hey, David, what do you think? I want to, there's no time. Because when he does, you see, it's not only the devil that operates at night. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemies came and sowed tears. But it is also in the night, according to Job chapter 32. The scripture says, when deep sleep falleth upon men, he said, then God opens our understandings and seals our instruction so that he may withdraw man from his purpose. That means when I begin to attempt to do certain things that are not in agreement with his will, he will allow you sleep. He said, if we tell her now, she will not agree. She will contend with the Lord the way Jacob contended with the Lord and won. Hey, am I coming off clearly at the back? I think I'm getting some echo somewhere. So it's not only the devil that works at night. It could have been worse. That thing you are talking about, it could have been worse. The devil never goes after anybody with the intention to play with him. I just wanted to try her. Eh? Say, for the enemy cometh only for three things. Only to steal. You see, you thought that stealing is I'll buy another one. My sister, I'm talking about your joy. I'm talking about your joy. It doesn't come for things like cars. Those things it can be replaced. It comes for those things that form the core of that operating system. Things like your joy. Even when everything is happening for you, you will never see it. Because you are in a depressed state. Can you imagine the devil leaves his kingdom, comes to your house, he's just looking for your peace? I have a boss way back. If everything is calm, you begin to learn, everything cannot be okay. He will now come to your desk. Have you checked all your transaction tickets? What about the diesel? Do we have check your NIPS platform? There's something called NIPS platform. NIPS platform. Say it's working. Say, what about that? Your password, they reset. CBN notes can come in anytime. Some people just sit like, everybody is calm. Something is going on there. Yeah, everywhere is calm. So there's a rat somewhere. You just sit and you. Some people cannot even remember the last time they rested in the Lord. Like tonight, I want to rest in the Lord. The devil tries to deprive you of that benefit. And tells you something is always happening. Yes, something is always happening, but it's for your good. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't know how much God got your back. Some of you don't know how important you are to God. Because all you see are battles. But if you are not relevant to God, the devil won't be on your case. He won't be on your case. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You see what I just said now? He didn't hit you. Yes, God, when Jesus came to the world, he looked at Satan, and that was the only description I could give him. Says the father of lies. That means that he doesn't just tell you something because it's not true. He builds a system of error into that truth. Let me explain. When Paul went to share the gospel in a particular city, a woman came and said, these are the men that have been sent to give us, show us the way of salvation. Excuse me. Imagine I go to Kenya now. Or to Afghanistan. Or to Dubai. Or to Saudi. Why are you wishing me to go to those places? Or you go to Saudi Arabia. And just, you know, I have to grow my beard before I go. I don't want problem. These beards are, they are your, it's better, stronger than that paper you have. If you wear them, wear one jalabiya. And then say, assalamu alaikum. He said, this is part of us. They will allow you enter before they realize, I say, hold him, I'm gone. Imagine you just get to the you get to the airport and you are asking Holy Spirit, how can we take this city? How can we take this company? How can we get to the next level? And while you are there, the guy attending to you over the counter say, "Hey, Rimakas, start speaking in tongues." The Lord said, "For I have sent you in this place." Hallelujah. Said, this is our first. This is going to be our prayer leader. It felt so perfect. It feels so convenient. It seems so comfortable to be in a place and without telling anybody, "Hey, Rimakasa, hey, Yadalaba." The Lord said, "For I have sent you to this place. I will give you this nation." How can Satan be telling me what I already know? That's the problem. You quickly assume that it was God simply because the thing tallied with what you wanted. Do you notice that Paul never said anything immediately? The Bible says Paul waited for days. Now, there are fundamental errors in that prophecy. Number one, you may not be able to tell the spirit of a prophecy simply by his message. You have to look at the character. Why would God be talking this and saying the same thing for 3 days? There's a blabbing spirit somewhere. It's a blabbing spirit. And it really should give you concern if God needs to keep repeating the same thing to you every time. The same thing he tells you. Let me not use Chike today. Give me one. What are those terrible Yoruba names? Shegun? Ogbenga? We were speaking from experience. Or Asan? Ayo? Hey, Kule? I got all them names, so I've been compiling. Some of you don't know that we go online too. You know, these things are not prayer. You just go online and copy what they have there. Can you imagine Paul got to that place? No conversion, no witness, and there is somebody. So he noticed that the woman, you know, Paul was observing. He was trying to discern. Do you know that Paul could not even hear God immediately? I want you to understand the victory God has given to you. Because when I tell you that the devil is a liar, I didn't just make a quote. I tell you heaven's verdict on that error that the devil has been trying to sell to you, that you are forgotten, that you will grow old alone, that you will be abandoned, that you will not stay married for long. Every attempt from the pit of hell. They sound logical. What if something happens to my spouse? What if? He is not just a liar. He is the father of it. That means when he wants to tell you something, he will build it around a system. He will first put a valid truth in front. He said, "You know your dad did not live long. You know that your mom, she has been struggling since she was 45 with her health. Now, look at your auntie. Look at your uncle." He will paint a clear reality to you. Then he will now tell you, what's the guarantee that you will not enter into the errors of your fathers? Then you start going for deliverance everywhere. The problem is not the need for deliverance. The problem is that if you had built your position, your takeoff point, on the revelation of God and not what the enemy said. That's why you will notice Jesus always told the demons when they wanted to talk, be silent. Be silent. You are telling me what I already know. But what I also know is that you are leaving this body. So Paul was there for a few days, like observing. It's not every time that as a prophet, I see visions now. Sometimes, because words are powerful. Do you know that if you are very close to me, it becomes extremely difficult for me to hear God concerning you? Because that familiarity will bridge revelation. Did you hear what I just said? That familiarity will breach. I didn't say you should not call me. I'm just telling you how this thing works. Say, we know no man after the flesh. One of my friends said to me, "Say, Pastor, why is it that you don't?" He's my friend. He said, "Pastor, I go with you to meetings. You prophesy. You've never given me a prophecy." I say, "You are my friend. What do you need prophecy for? You got me here." Yeah. He said, "No." He said, "I have my business." I say, "I don't know." I don't know, because I can't give my friend a bad prophecy. Yeah. There's a sentiment. Once emotions are applied. But at some point, after a few days, Paul just stood up. "Let's test this thing. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of the serpent." So that means that Paul weighed that operation by setting he benchmarked the prophecy with the word of God. You are not born again. You need that gospel yourself. You are not born again. They are using you to collect money. You have been saying the same thing for 3 days. No. There's something fundamentally wrong. You can't be a prophet and the only thing... See, let me tell you one of the errors of these days. Please sit down. Let me tell you one of the errors of these days, especially prophetic ministry. Many false prophets, and please hear what I'm about to tell you, because some of you know some of them, they live around your house. Many false prophets today cloak their falsehood with the preaching of love. Come on, say, I hear you. What I just said now, I just delivered somebody. Excuse me. We are not United Nations. We are not World Health Organization. This is the church. Our ministry and our calling is not validated by carrying bags of cement on the head, or by carrying rice, or by sharing food. Anybody can do that. I say anybody can do that.
Yes, sir.
Is it good to do it? Yes. Is that the proof of your ministry? No. Is that even a sign that God called you? No. Many false prophets are cloaking their falsehood with the preaching of love. Go to Buddhism, they preach love. Go to Hinduism. They have one of the lowest divorce rates in India, in the world. Many of the folks there who married, they are meeting their wives for the first time on the wedding day. They call it arranged marriage. So if, for instance, you just show up and find that I am the person that you are meeting for the first time, but you don't like to marry a pastor, or God set you up, you married a banker. I know you have been swearing while you were on campus that you will never. There are Christians who are swearing that they will never marry pastors. But they say they are born again. If truly this is the highest office, nobody on earth can decall you once God calls you. So why are you not proud to be associated with that kind of thing? Because it is believed that if you're a pastor, generally you'll be poor. Things may not be so smooth for you. But is that the fault of the pastor or the fault of the members? The members who do not see the value in what their pastor does. Pastor David was with me. I think that night we had some traffic around almost 10 p.m. and I kept getting calls. And I asked Pastor David, what is the closing time for a pastor? I didn't say you join the ministry. I say you are a pastor. How are you able to discern what God is saying when everybody is saying yes, 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 yes? You realize that in this particular case, it took Paul some time. If you don't learn how to wait on the Lord in the days of convenience, the day people put you under pressure, you will struggle. Not because somebody can tell you your name and your phone number and what you ate last night, I don't mean nothing. And don't judge me, I'm also a prophet. If what is being said has no eternal relevance to what God has required of you, or something that God wants to do in your life, it doesn't mean anything. You might be checking google.com.ng.edz.za to get my number. It doesn't mean nothing. Let's not be deceived by science. You are not supposed to follow science. Science are supposed to follow you. And I thank God I've seen a bit of the miraculous. I've seen a bit of the prophetic. I've seen a bit of signs and wonders. So I can tell you for free that there are false prophets raging out there, and they are cloaking themselves with acts of goodness. We will eat the rice you gave us. We will share the oil. We're going to have a good time. And we're going to say thank you, but it don't mean you called. So discernment is very key in this season. Hallelujah. I say what? Discernment is very important. You need it. Because the day David will face Goliath, his father will not be there. You need it. You need to know the battles that are yours and the ones you should walk away from. It's discernment that will show you that one. And you see, these things, it's not that we don't know them. All these things I'm saying, I've not said anything new. But how you respond under pressure is now another thing. In those days, AY, we would, just by being in church or on campus in those days in fellowship, just the fact that we are in the same fellowship, you are a good wife, you are a good husband. Because then it was just the salvation of your soul we were interested in. If you try it now, I was watching the video of a Moroccan lady last night. The title of this message is Why Many Fall Away from God's Plan. Why? I give you why. Straight to the point. Bullet point. So I was listening to this Moroccan lady. She's Muslim. They immigrated to the US. And she started dating this American dude. Say, if he's Nigerian, he's a guy. If he's UK, US, it's dude. Say, no, I just met this dude. This dude. That means he's okay. And like somebody said yesterday, if you are looking for husband in the abroad, you know, sometimes I was like, why are they speaking this kind of terrible English? So later I realized it was deliberate. In the abroad. There are some places you don't go to. Those places are like Mushin, they are like Ojo Elegba, Ojo Olomo Otito, all those areas. Like they call the place the Bronx. If they give you 3-bedroom flat there, don't take it. That place is like Mushin, confirm. It's just that the country is different, but it's Mushin. So this lady started dating this guy, and the guy invited her to church. But she said her own plan was to go with him to his church, then bring him to the mosque and convert him. And you know, in the heat of the moment, you can swear your life to a woman. Say, James, do you really love me? Say, with all my heart. Like that American girl that was, she's white. She was telling me, why don't you just move over to New Jersey? So I've never had an African friend in my life, you know. See, you're from Africa. Wow. I said, you can't pronounce my name. Say, you know what? I said, what do you do? So I told her, I said, oh, I work with the United Nations. See how people fall away from God's plan. Say, my name is Liz. You know, I work with the United Nations, blah, blah, blah. So I've added one name. It's not just Cassie or Cassandra. I've added Liz. It's Elizabeth, so I say Liz. I'm Liz. And she's white, dark hair, with all the paraphernalia of office. All she just wants is for me to come on a vacation to New Jersey. So now there are some areas that I have flagged that I cannot go to. Because if you enter certain territories in the spirit, saying no to the devil will be hard. Don't try it. I just want to check. Say, what's even that New Jersey? You will not come back. You begin to see prophecy God is not giving you. Say, new. What does Jesse mean? Jesse. God is going to clothe you with a new. Say. But you see, we are laughing about it. This is how many people miss it. You just see one guy. He's always trying. He wants to relocate. It's because of this lazy. This lazy. And I'm telling you, you get married to that kind of a girl. She doesn't care. She said, no, I don't do. You can do you. I do me. But you know, I just really want somebody that is very homely. Somebody I can really connect with. I say, I'm married. You say, oh man. They have been stealing each other's wife and husband there since 1840. If they steal you, it will not be a sin. You say, oh, the person checked my profile and saw that he katabaya everywhere my profile. He kata. He said, this is the one. Because the book of Proverbs tells us that the enemy hunts for those with a precious soul. The devil knows those who have something at stake. Every time he says, I'm not doing again. I'm going back to Nigeria. I say, really? Your legs will just be knocking each other. Really? You want to walk away from all of this? Aren't you happy with United Nations money? What's your problem? What do you want? You just told me that place, you've got a terrible leader. What do you want? What do you want? Really, tell me, what do you want? You'll be sweaty under the AC. Every night you sleep, you will never sleep well. Because you remember you walked away from your calling. You will know. You know, you never blow now. But you know that this thing we are looking for, the day it will come. Paul could have married, but the woman would have, because he would have, they would have, the enemy would have come into his emotional space. Are you the only man of God? Is it not Peter that sat there with his wife? Peter is the head of the church, the head, the geo. He's in Jerusalem. Let us stay at Ephesus. I don't like this. I'm also a child of God. I'm also a child of God. I speak in tongues and I prophesy. Maybe he married one of the daughters of Philip, those ones that I used to prophesy. Say, so are you still going back or you are around? Say, we just came. I came with John Mark. I came with let us eat first. Well, because we still need to take a ship to Decapolis. So I'm going to write a letter to Peter that they should dissolve this marriage because you're a useless man. People are saying you are good everywhere. Like the day I went to visit one of my friends, and while we were at the table eating, the wife said, don't you talk to your friend? He's always on the phone, counseling people, chatting, solving their problem, and doing everything. He said, I've been in this house. He just came back again now. He's still with that phone. Even while we were on the table, he was actually on the phone. And I said, these people want to put me into a problem. So may I not eat poison? So, because the antidote is with her, depending on how I behave. So, and I thought to my friend, I'm a smart guy. That's what people say Yoruba people are very political. It's not that, it's just survival instinct. A woman gave me food, I'm eating. She's now reporting somebody to me. You have to be careful, you better support her. So Anna said, man of God, no. What is this about? He didn't even answer me. It is food, continue chatting. Anna said, no, I will not take this. I will not take this. No. You see, family first. At the end of the day, he just raised his head and said, why don't you ask her to help me take the ladies alone off my neck so that I can have more time to stay at home? There are about 500 people in the church. More ladies. I have to talk to them. They talk to them. Well, come and join me. Say, we are pastors. Come and join me. Let's do it together. So that I will just tell all the ladies, follow my wife. Then I will be the one begging you. We'll not go chop for this house today. Say, no, there are still three people I need to pray with. So when we got out, he was now saying, Wait till they do you. I say, wait till they do waiting. You want your wife to... You don't want me to sleep in this house this night. I'm your guest, though. He said, oh, so he didn't mean it. I said, mean fire. The blood, I said, you know what, make I come preach for this church again. So the next time you are on the bed, and I say, I want to have a conference, I want Pastor Bingo. I say, don't you think, fair woman. But the woman loved me, and I've gone back several times to preach, just by being smart. Not that God said, oh, I was just smart. So let me talk to you very briefly. I have about 10 points here. Why many fall away from God's plan. Very quickly, I want to read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Come on, say I'm blessed. Let us therefore fear Lest, what is the next word? A promise. Who made that promise? God made you a promise. Say, let us therefore be careful. Lest a promise that was left of us, left us of entering into his rest, that any of us should come short of it. That's what God said. It's good to read this part of the Bible. It's also part of the Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, next verse. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Look at, say unto us. Now then, unto them. Who are these unto them? I'll show you. But the word preached did not profit them. It did not produce result. It did not deliver what he said it would deliver. It looked like somebody was playing games eventually. He said because it was not mixed with what? Aha. So this is another matter now. But we are not stopping here. But this is another matter. Because in your mind, you're already thinking faith just means to believe. Faith is the belief that comes out of the revelation of God's word. It's not just, I believe. Because everybody believes. I believe that if I do this experiment for 1,000 times, the light bulb will come up. I believe. But this kind of faith is born out of, I believe what God, based on what God said, I believe. Not just that, the human way of believing. Next verse. For we which have believed, you see that believe is past tense, do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works we have finished from the foundation of God. Give me verse 4. Let me see if there's anything there. Okay, leave that. Now, go to Matthew 21 and verse 28. I want to show you who those them are. Those them. Matthew 21, 28. But what think he? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go walk today in my vineyard. Next verse. He answered and said, I will not go. He was a very honest guy. I will not go. I'm not one of those that tell you, man of God, you see me there by 8 a.m. and I won't come. Let us fast and pray. No. Say, I will not fast. I will not deceive you. Fasting is not my thing. When I sing and I praise God, God hears me. Singing is my own area. I don't play on my stomach. These are those people. Say, but afterward, he changed his mind. He repented and he went. Next verse. And he came to the second son and said likewise. Do you know the way God called you is the way he called the person sitting beside you? It's just that when he made the announcement, you only heard your own. Overtaking is allowed. And he said, and he answered and said, I go, sir. He didn't say, I will go. Now I've already gone. Baba, my son, maybe you are in this fasting. You know, today is the 28th. Some people are so happy that the fasting and prayer ends this week. They are so happy. But I sense the Lord is saying something.
Yes, sir.
That we take this journey further. Can we have a month of fasting where all we'll be doing is praying in tongues 4 hours every day? No prayer point. Then your spirit will just break every limitation. Some of you think it's easy to be leading prayer online, where you can only hear yourself. Some people just put the phone on a speaker. Their mind is somewhere else. There was a day I was leading prayers. That's how I knew something was happening. Like, I was leading prayers. We didn't have too many people online, on Mixella, on Zoom. But as I was praying, I started prophesying. Under 10 minutes, Pastor David, people were rushing into that meeting. Like, I like, these people. Vain is the help of man. These people. It's as if they just sent message. They say, it has started. People started logging. I said, why can't you just have a regular day? And let's just be together. Hey, this prophecy thing, they work. He said, I go, sir. And went not. I go, sir. Just carried his bag. and went not. Next verse. Now, Jesus was asking, whether of them, of the two of them, did the will of the Father? They said unto him the first. Jesus now said unto them, these are the them, those people you say them. Look at it. I say unto you, verily, that word verily is very important, that the publicans, the harlots, they will go before many of you into God's presence. Next verse. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. Hey, say, hey, we don't this Jesus. Hey, he's always drinking. He's like taking good. You see me party. How can you come and say, man, you're going to party? Jesus went. Google it. Ask him. Don't ask me. It's in the Bible. They didn't delete it. They didn't erase it. It's there. For some reason, the thing rapala enter Bible. That Jesus went to club. Not once, not twice. When he gets there, say, ah, Baba, I know you say you go fish today. Say, ah, I don't want to tell you, say, I go come. Say, Baba, come sit down. I bet when I give her a month, you know they drink. Oh. My own brand of Guinness is Malta Guinness. Not that original Guinness. He says, you just step it down. You see why many people hated him? It's because of this kind of message that Jesus is preaching. If Jesus was preaching love, 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 faith, love, nobody would kill him. He said, and ye believed him not. Who were the people Jesus said they did not believe him? The righteous people, the scribes, the Pharisees, those who have spent a lot of time. But when they preached to them, because it didn't fit your own ideology of who a man of God is. Who told you a reverend father in the Catholic Church can't be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Simply because he has chosen a kind of life that you don't have the mind for. Because you must marry. I say marry. You must marry. And if you talk about the theology, and yes, there could be a few things wrong theologically, but don't you have your own theology? I called my friend, who is a reverend father, he's a big one. At least he has a jeep. One of my reverend father friends, his car was spoiled on the road, or they stole it, or it was damaged. And when he got to the church, they said, that father, so-so person's, I won't mention it, so-so person's car was stolen. In that service, people brought 4 new cars. In that service. Last week, when I told him the electric shock carried me, people were praying for me. Pastor, God will strengthen me. So I was telling Father Anthony, I don't mention his name. I said, Father, I beg. He just said, look, if I come down your church, make a call to the church and they come. Then they collect my car. Well, just give me like 2G. I don't go tell people where I get the motor. I will laugh. My friend, no, they speak in tongues. You know they prophesy, but focus one day. You now ask yourself, why people are still going there, over 1 billion people? The prosperity of your spiritual leader, you can't rise above it. Just put it somewhere. It's just the way the spirit realm works. I'm telling you. That's why when I was working in Oceanic Bank, when we go for training school, there's a particular session, they teach you how to be flamboyant. In Oceanic Bank, ladies are allowed to wear different colors of hair, pink, blue, you know, dress white. Men wore pink shirt, striped. It's not all this white and blue that people wear. You say, we are working in the bank, we are conservative. When I was leaving the bank, when I was leaving the training school, I didn't know how to drive. I've not even entered into my 10 points. So. Are you blessed? Let me rush it. When I was leaving training school, they told us, this is the final stage of your training. We want you all to apply for a loan and you're going to get a car. Please, these are the kind of cars we expect you to buy. Entry-level graduates. I bought my first car. I didn't even know how to start a car. I didn't know where the ignition was. I didn't know. The first day I moved the car, I almost drove that thing into the gutter. So Pastor Desmond said, get out of that car, Joe. You can't even drive car. Go buy a car. Give me the car key. They collected my car key from me. Pastor Desmond, wherever you are here, Pastor Desmond did not have a car. But he collected my car key from my wife. Said, give him the key now. my own car. You cannot drive. I got an end of discussion. Way back, 2007-08. EOD, that's the name. But I didn't know how to drive. I didn't even know which was one way and the proper way in Lagos. I was a newbie. But that was the experience. It's not the kind of bank where you buy a Jeep and people will be angry at you. People, because they believe when your customers see you, the peace in your mind will show. If a bank can think like that, that is the bank I know that never sacks anybody. And you can get salary increase three times a year. And it's not promotion. Just increase. Oh, maybe we did one LPG or something with one oil and gas. Extra money, give them. If that woman, CC Library, if she comes back today, I'll follow her. Yeah. She's a correct woman. She was building an estate for us before they took away the bank. She wanted everybody in the bank to have their own house in Lagos. That's government now. Is that not government? We talk now. I say we are talking. Why am I showing you this scripture? Because sometimes we may be filled with pride to think that maybe we have something that others don't have. But Jesus said you will be there speaking in tongues. That one that you say is a harlot. You know, the word harlot is a very strong word. Well, both people have a touch way of saying it, but let's just go with harlot. Those guys that you see, that like the boy I led to Christ that wears dreads and plays trumpet. Those ones that you say they are gay. Those ones that you think their matter has finished. That in your mind you know that God cannot. You know that people just know God cannot save this one again. Like that Moroccan lady that came to the church with the intention of saving her boyfriend. And then while the meeting was off, she just fell under the anointing. And Jesus appeared to her. And then she got out of the experience and said, I'm imagining things. And Jesus appeared to her again. Some people think Jesus is a figment of the imagination. She went to the restroom and she saw Jesus waiting for her there. She was saying, can't you see him? It was the believers, other believers in the church that came to the restroom that were saying, are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're okay? You okay? You need some help? You need some water? The person that came to church, first time, Muslim, can't you see him? Jesus! Jesus is there to kneel there after worshiping God. See, you sure you're okay? You sure you're okay? No encounter. 10 years in the church. 15 years, the son of the pastor, the daughter of the pastor. Say, you sure you're okay? You need some water? You need some water? You need some help? You sure you're good? And she was saying, do you know him? Say, you sure you're okay? You know why she said it? I felt ashamed. On the altar, it was her first testimony in 1.5 years because she couldn't come out. But when she said it, see, at some point Jesus told her, now I want you to make a public decision for me. He said, if you shy away from me, I will shy away from you on the day of judgment. Some people don't remember there's a day of judgment. It's okay. And then she came out publicly. Say, my standing here today is at the risk of my life. The person interviewing her said, stop. Some of you may not know. She didn't mean that in a figurative way. She meant that in a literal way. Because some of you are in America, you don't know that, you know, there are people living in other countries like Nigeria, like Ghana, like Cote d'Ivoire, like Benin Republic. There are countries that practice voodooism as a national religion. If you just don't, you just do their hand like this and give you fireball. Who told you the devil speaks Yoruba? Go and see what the devil is speaking in other countries. She said it was while she was in that restroom. No, you can't convince a Muslim to speak in tongues now. Are you crazy? If you see him, the Bible says they looked upon him and their faces were enlightened. If you see him, something will happen to him. So don't go about thinking some people, you are more righteous than some people. Don't play that card. It's a dangerous one. Jesus said, look, those people you said, they will not make it. They will march first. Baba will say, my boy, my girl, how far? You made it. I'm so happy to see you. You'll be there. Say, enter. Let me talk to a better person. You stay church 20 years. Just they collect anointing. We don't see anything. Just they collect anointing. Monthly allocation. Local government allocation. It's just they collect and we don't see anything. What are you doing? Security vote. We don't see anything. Until somebody carry rice on his head and share for everybody and made all of us confused. This message, this is just introduction. Are you feeling me? There's one guy that sang a song, Feeling the Boy or something. I don't know. I heard it somewhere on YouTube. It's good to know those things as a pastor. So the day people are dancing all those Lugumba, this thing, you say, stop. It's not the spirit. So we need to cut down on this judgmental spirit. I'm not saying people should be improper. But please, God knows the card, the joker he will play. Now, if I come here now. Now, let me put it this way. If somebody comes in here now and begins to poke holes, or maybe someone in your office, poke holes in your doctrine or your belief as a believer. Jesus is just a prophet. Jesus is just one guy. He was a philosopher. And they begin to say things and begin to show you contradictions in the word of God. Do you know that your natural response is to become angry? You may try to be patient, but after some time, you will notice you are getting upset. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I watched a guy for 1.5 hours stood in front of a Christian university and he was presenting a research paper and he gave valid reasons why, according to the scripture, the gospel is faulty. He was a theologian, he was a professor of theology, or what they call those people. But is not every theologian is born again. For some, it's just their work. It's what they do. He's a scholar, yeah. And the guy stood for 1.5 hours. Do you know the anointing? He was brought to the stage by a pastor that we have from the University of Kentucky, one of our friends, a research fellow. He's a this, he's a that. Welcome, Professor Maxen. And the guy came and began to exegete and tell us why that thing is. How many of you got a Bible? Raise it up. Yeah. Now, how many of you can prove to me that book was actually put together by God? And because the word of God said, prove it intellectually. Nobody could talk. And people, I saw people got up and say, you can't just come here and tell us what we want to be. He said, I'm not telling you what, I'm just showing you facts. People, young people got up and walked out. They were upset. And after 1.5 hours, the guy said, when I came in here this morning, I thought you guys were going to show me a lot of love. And it seemed that you guys were going to show me a lot of love until I started poking your beliefs. And I saw the angry spirit that resided in most of you. Now let's assume that you even won this debate, which you didn't. He said, I have seen how vengeful some of you were. So that told me more about you than whatever you said. I felt that was not fair because he was the one holding the mic. But he had the point. He said, well, when I came in here, I was introduced as Professor Maxen from Kentucky University. What many of you do not know is that I pastor a local church, also in Soso City, and I've been a youth pastor, and I've been this, and I've been that, and I'm also a teacher. And that the questions I asked you today were the questions I also had to ask myself to come to the point where I can determine that I am going to follow Jesus. And that the fact that you could not answer those questions means that the day somebody asks you those questions, your faith will, the foundations of your faith will begin to shake. If somebody as intelligent as I am comes to you, I'm telling you why many fall away from God's plan. Why do you speak in tongues? Why do you believe in prophecies? Why do you believe the things that you believe? Why are people comfortable coming to church and they're going to one baba in the evening? There are people that go to churches in Lagos because it's good for their image. But in the evening, they go to one baba somewhere that can't speak English. This is where we want to be known with. But secretly, we know where our prayers are being answered. In this Lagos. I know that it was very touching. And then the man started using all the points he raised and started using historical records. And he said, I will prove to you the Bible is real without quoting the Bible. And he started making reference to ancient script, documents, and said, have you read this before? Someone said, I saw the book. He said, that's the problem. You saw the book, you didn't bother because the moment you saw 500 pages, you said, I beg, give me Instagram. Who wants to read 500 page document? Anybody that has something serious to say will put it in a book. Why did Jesus know that many people who have been in church for long, who have condemned people that are outside, hey, this one, they do hair like this, they wear earring. When you get to heaven, the earring will not be there. It will not be there. Leave that thing. You keep spending money on it. Say, I love my wedding ring, you know, my wedding ring. I mean, 25 carat. I can't know, but it's kind of original, you know. So 100K. Got it for 100K. People are priding on the kind of wedding ring they are using. And it's not even in the Bible. The only wedding Jesus attended was even a social event. I'm just passing by. Because you, until you block street, nobody will hear word. Christians are living riotously, extravagantly, the way unbelievers do. The things that make men fall away from God's plan, they are very quiet and pleasurable things. Very little of those things are offensive. So when God says to us in the book of Joshua chapter 1, and he says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy, give me Joshua 1:8. You now realize that it was not actually a suggestion. He was telling this guy that the success of your ministry, this was what the Lord said to a man at the beginning of his ministry. The success of your life and your ministry depends on this one. It's not something for teaching leadership in some places. No. This is what will preserve you and present you faultless. Because some people, once they see success, they can't hear anything again. It's that success they will be seeing. Let's read together. One to go. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do all that is written in it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. So that's the standard process for God. So if you break, what is the first rule there? He said the book shall not depart from where? That means you must always be speaking the word. You must always be talking the word of God against any situation in your life. When something is threatening your position, put the word of God in your mouth. If you want good success, that's where to start from. You see, this thing is there, but people don't like reading it. They want to hear quick tips, but this is a quick tip for you, but some people do not see it. He said, this book of the law. Now, emphasis on the law. What law? The law that God approves to guarantee your journey on this earth, the law that guarantees you will not be ashamed when you see him, contained in a document. He said you must master it. Do you know what Moses did? He put the law into a song. He put the law into a song. So you can see an average Jewish guy. The Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt not worship any other gods besides him. He just put it in a song for them. So even when you forget the Bible, you don't forget the song. And that's why we cannot be singing all these Igboroti Daru kind of songs. Because every song has a spirit. And every song has a testament. Every song has a message. There's one that I stumbled on. Or somebody was, you know, sometimes when you are looking for what is not missing, you'll be stumbling on things. Rock. They titled the name Rock. One song, Rock. By one of my brothers in Lagos here. Rock. If you don't know, don't worry. The Lord be with you. Some of you are very holy. Now I'm convinced. You know, every time I want to know where people are, I will mention one song. I'll see your reaction. It's like you people didn't really move. So please stay like this. Because if I used to, people think I see if I'm going to listen to. I'm not listening. I'm just checking your spiritual temperature. But as I mention that song now, you don't know the song. You are born again. You don't know the song. Ike, do you know the song? You don't know Rock by Olamide. See, you see, we are checking. We need to tell the doctor how you are feeling so we can know the kind of drug to give to you. I'll finish this message second service. And please stay to listen because those 10 points are brutal. When we come before the Lord, we need to ask ourselves that if God tells me not to do something, is it because he wants to punish me or is it because he loves me? What do you think? If God says don't do something, is it because he wants to punish you or is it because he loves you? Because he loves me. Once the love of God is clearly established as a solid foundation in your life, you are able to interpret every other thing and have a proper interface and interaction with it. So if God says do not fornicate, is please, don't think it's because God knows it's enjoyable, it's pleasurable. In fact, those meat that you steal in the pot and you swallow hot, you even enjoy it more than the one that they now gave you 3 pieces of meat and you are now, you'll be tired of it. When I was young, I used to see my dad with so much meat and I couldn't wait to grow up. I forgot that there are other things that happen to a man when he grows up. He may not really be enjoying those pieces of meat because at 50, the doctor is telling you, Mr. Shafe, you need to cut down on your meat intake, you need to do more fish. And I don't eat fish, for instance. So you see, I'm in a precarious situation. I say you need to do more of seafood. The doctor is just blinking. But me, I waited for this moment. I waited. We have been poor. I say, when I get money, nobody should come and tell me, man of God, you have to be. When I was suffering, please. How many of you know that kind of person here? Some of you are there right now. If I just hang on, I'm going to Dubai. I'm going to be doing Dubai like every quarter. It's not your fault. If you have money to be stoning people, you can do Dubai every three months. So you need this kind of message. Established in the law of God. So that you will not be lusting after vain things. When you see your brother from Anambra doing terrible things in righteousness. See? Hey, God. This same country. What are they doing? Can you do it? If they tell you, can you do it? Listen. Jesus said. Not Jesus. The Holy Spirit. He said the first rule of success to stand in the plan of God is that the book of the law, and for it not to depart out of your mouth, that means you must know it. That means you must put it on your lips deliberately. Because situations will happen to you, the last thing on your mind will be quoting scriptures. The last thing, because you are like, we got to face the fact now. Like when I got married to my wife on the night of the honeymoon, the first 2-3 days, people were hailing me, sending me message. Pastor, finally you have made it. At least you will not get to heaven the way you came to earth. That's what people are telling me. They were wishing me well in this, when they say happy married life. It's sometimes they are talking, it's not just like they are greeting me. But I was in the house there or whatever that shack looked like. And my wife in the middle of the night, and I didn't have a car, was shouting and screaming for ulcer pain. When you people see my anger at sickness and disease, it is what the eyes have seen. If you look at my neck, you will see several scars where I was operated over my neck. Well, I hate sickness. I hate disease. So you, where you have suffered is where you'll be assigned. So don't blame me. My anointing for healing is not just by praying and fasting. It's my anger. My wife was screaming, stomach pain. I have known my wife for 8 years or 9 years, because our courtship was for about 8 years, but we used 1 year to fight, 9 years. I didn't like her and she didn't like me. Last week, she brought out some of the letters I wrote to her. I was sending it to me on WhatsApp. Say, do you know this person? Do you know who's writing this is? That is evidence against me. Say, I love you. I say, and you call yourself a Christian. I've not even said yes. You are using vain language. Ah, I say, no, this is beautiful write-up. Really beautiful write-up. Letter. You want to come against me? You come against me with horses and spears. Say, I come against you in the name of the Lord. After I cook, mama, marry you. I beg. She said I should leave her matter alone today. So, oh my God, my time is up. My wife was plagued with ulcer the first week of our marriage. I took her to the hospital, and the doctor just said, madam, lie down. He just did the sound like, lie down, that there's this trolley or something that they have there, or whatever, stretcher or something. My wife lay there. It's as if lying down there is supposed to do something to your body, but my wife was still in pain. And the guy just sat there and was staring. Then I said, doctor, are you just going to sit down? He said, that just stood up. Press here. Press here. Press here. Just went to sit down. He said, now, sir. What? Is that how you see us, sir? As if you are laying hands on somebody. There's one man that used to lay hands like that. So the other day they were checking my wife and they said, it's ulcer. And he went to sit down. I said, I've known you for 9 years. You have never had ulcer. She said she has never had it. Yeah? This is attack. I say it's attack. Some of you don't believe in spiritual attack. So we took her home. I called my friend, come and help me pray for her. Say, shut up. It cannot be like your own. Leave. We started for 7 days. I started. 7 days. Marrying a person because his name sounds rich will not help you here. Kunle Koka. Ose Hastrop. Ose Hastrop. Lani Hastrop. It don't mean nothing, bro. It happened in the middle of the night. No car. No car. Whether you know, whether you have been listening to your pastor before that day or not, that's the day we will know. My own pastor, Amanda, I could not call him because his own anointing is not in that area. I stood 7 days, Pastor David. And when I finished praying, I'll say, Alpha, I say, the pain is nice. As if it increased. One day I got tired. She was sitting on the floor. I now sat on the floor. On the chair behind her. It's a very low chair. I was tired. I said, today, pain or no pain, I want to sleep. You know those kind of pains, they come in the night. Those kind of ulcer pains, very, very excruciating. I didn't know what to do. The doctor is I'm as helpless as the doctor. I said, Lord, I am tired. Sometimes all you just need to see, tell God is, I am tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. This is not the way I planned the first 1 week. We've not even started honeymoon. I'm tired. And I closed my eyes. About to doze off. Because that moment she was calm. So I felt, let me cash in on that. This is not the time I say, I try to sleep, but sometimes I don't get sleepy. This one, you sleep. Because once she wake up, you are awake. And then I just heard, did you put your hand over my head? I said, no. I just picked it in my spirit. Say, there's a hand over my head. I say, I'm right here beside you. Say, there's a hand. You are feeling it now. I say, it's the Lord. I just jump up. My brother, without prayer, till today, That is, I can't even take the glory for it because I already told God I signed out. The Lord just came. A touch is all you need. A touch. Say, who touched me? Say, who touched me? The one who touched in faith was the one who was set free. Not the one that fell under the anointing. Not the one that felt something. The woman herself didn't feel anything. It was Jesus that felt something left him. So a lot can happen to you when you reach out in faith. But it is only in the annals of heaven that it will be properly documented that that moment when you reached out in faith, this was the allocation of the Spirit that was given to you. So today we are going to reach out in faith. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. I want you to pray one prayer point. Ask for the wisdom of the Lord to be able to discern the times, to be able to respond in love to those that are without. Pray and ask the Lord for grace to love your neighbors as yourself and to be caring to those who are without.